Let me ask you about this. Say if I had a belt that was made out of pure cowhide.
Yes.
I might say, well, now this isn't artificial cowhide. It's
for real.
It's for real.
Or the genuine cowhide.
Say back before sugar was sold prepackaged like it is now, it might have been sold straight out of a barrel.
Yes.
How would you say it's being sold like that?
I really don't know. My father, when we were on the farm, used to buy a barrel of sugar and a barrel of flour at the same time. And I don't know how they sold it.
Could you say it's
a scoop?
A scoop, or maybe in bulk or something like that?
Yes, you'd have to sell it in bulk, of course.
What about these condiments that everybody has on the table, have shakers for the
different things, the pepper and the salt.
Let me ask you this expression. Say if I had a bowl with apples and peaches in it and I offered it to you and you said, well, I don't think I care for a peach, but
take the apple.
Or
vice versa.
Or say if you were trying to point out a group of boys who had done something, you might say, well, now, it wasn't these boys, it was
those boys.
Or if you're trying to show somebody where something is, you might say, well, it's not right here near at hand, it's just a
ways away, or it's out there, or over there. Or,
yeah. Or if you're trying to show somebody how to do something, you might tell them, well, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Or what would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
And say this expression, I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
who had everything, who was rich.
Talk about fruit trees. Say you got a lot of pear trees together. You would call that
a grove.
Grove.
Or a patch.
Is there anything else that you could call, a lot of apple trees?
Well, an orchard of apple trees or peaches or peach trees or pear trees, you call it an orchard.
Is there any difference between an orchard and a grove?
No, it means the same thing, but some people perhaps would, when you say grove, they perhaps would think of a group of pecan trees or nut trees. Or something, hickory nuts or something like that, that makes a grove. I think you'd say an orchard for fruit trees.
Before we got started, you were telling me about a few different types of fruit. Could you go over that again? That you happen to grow around here?
Well, we peaches and pears and apples, plums, and do you know anything about a crab apple? You know what I'm talking about?
Little small
ones. We have those all over. People are now in this area making jelly out of them. And do you know what a mayhaw is? Well, a mayhaw is a little apple-like thing that grows in the bottoms. It is similar to this crab apple. And it makes the same type jelly as a crab apple. A little bit different, a little sweeter or a little milder. Okay, I've named peaches, pears, apples, plums. That's about it around here.
Any cherries grow around here?
Uh-uh. There might be a cherry tree or two, but not very many. Most of the cherries that you see in the grocery store are chipped in.
Well, can you tell me what you call that hard inside part of the cherry?
Well, I guess you'd